Listening comprehension. Listen to this text about how to write a CV, curriculum vitae. You will hear the text twice. Do not panic if there is a word you do not know or understand. Just keep listening and focus on the questions at hand. Make sure you read through all statements and questions before the audio starts. Ten Steps to a Successful CV, Curriculum Vitae. Writing a good CV can be one of the toughest challenges of job hunting. Most employers spend just a few seconds scanning each CV before sticking it in the yes or no pile. Here are the top 10 tips for writing a CV that'll secure the all-important interview. 1. Keep it real. Usually, a CV should be no more than 2 pages, and that's 2 pages of A4 paper. Employers spend an average just 8 seconds looking at any one CV. And a surefire way of landing yourself on the no pile is to send them your entire life story. Keep it punchy, to the point, and save those niggly little details for the interview. 2. Tailor it. We've all done it. Whizzed the same CV out to lots of employers to save time. Stop. Take the time to change your CV for each role that you apply for. Research the company and use the job advert to work out exactly what skills you should point out to them. They will appreciate the obvious effort. 3. Include a personal statement. Don't just assume an employer will see how your experience relates to their job. Instead, use a short personal statement to explain why you are the best person for the job. This should be reflected in your cover letter, as well see our tips to the perfect cover letter. 4. Don't leave gaps. We are a cynical bunch, and leaving obvious gaps on our CV immediately makes employers suspicious, and they won't give you the benefit of the doubt. If you've been out of work, it can be a worry, but just put a positive spin on it. Did you do a course, volunteer work, or develop soft skills such as communication, teamwork, or project management? If so, shout about it. 5. Keep it current. You should keep your CV up to date, whether you're looking for a job or not. Every time something significant occurs in your career, record it so you don't later forget something that could be important. 6. The error of your ways. Employers do look for mistakes on CVs, and if they find them, it makes you look really bad. David Hipkin, head of recruitment and resourcing at Reed Business Information, warns. With most employers experiencing massive volumes of applicants right now, giving them the excuse to dismiss your application because of avoidable errors is not going to help you secure an interview. If you're unsure, then use a spell checker and ask someone else to double-check what you've written. And don't ignore the most common CV mistakes. 7. Tell the truth. Everyone lies on their CV, right? No, stop. Blatant lies on your CV can land you in a whole heap of trouble when it comes to employers checking your background and references. The last thing you want is to start work and then lose your new job for lying. You also may get caught out at the interview stage when you suddenly can answer questions on what you claim to know. And that can be very awkward. 8. The maths. This may sound dull, but by backing up your achievements with numbers, it makes selling yourself much easier. When writing your work history, don't just say that you increased sales. Tell them you increased sales by 70% over a 6-month period. Get it? Big numbers are especially good. Although, don't forget 0.7 off our list. 9. Make it look good. We live in a world where image is everything, and that also goes for your CV. Take some time to pretty it up. Use bullet points and keep sentences short. Use the graphic design trick of leaving plenty of white space around text and between categories to make the layout easy on the eye. Alternatively, get creative with your job application. 10. Make it keyword friendly. If you've uploaded your CV to a job site so recruiters can find you, keywords are very important. Job titles and job buzzwords will help a search engine pick out your CV from the pile. Confused? Don't be. A marketing candidate might mention SEO, search engine optimization, direct marketing and digital marketing among their experience and skills. For example, if you're not sure, have a search online and see what words are commonly mentioned when you input your job title.